All right, last up, we have Hot Pink Halo doing Let the Moonlight Carry You Home by the Moon Bureau.
The thing that we're building, we can't build alone. But it's the best feeling that you'll ever know. To live in a house that you call your own, where the moonlight carries you home. And I know there's work to be done, but unfinished businesses, tomorrow some will be about the dawn, working as one.
I love Hot Pink Halo's cover songs. I feel like she can reach into a song and grab its like quality innards and pull them out and then portray them in her own voice and her own style. And just lovely, excellent. You know, she's got this very distinctive kind of delivery and style. And I don't know, I just like everything that she does. So I'm the last person who should be reviewing this song, because yeah, as far as I'm concerned, she can do no wrong.
I thought the piano sounded great. Like, it was really, like, full and well-recorded. I would not have thought of pairing a harmonica with it, but, like, I think it works really well. And I was thinking, wow, she's really smart about her instrument choices. And then the goddamn recorder came in, and I was like, oh, I can't say that. I just can't hear a recorder and not think of that terrible day in second grade where I was in a class of kids who were all just handed recorders and we all went ape shit on them. So,
what if you were to call it an ocarina?
Yeah, maybe.
Would it help your understanding? Ocarina. If you can recontextualize it and call it an ocarina, does that help?
That might help. But yeah. Crumpet's vocals also sounded really strong and really clear and really bright, I think, in this song too, which is very, I think, notable.
Yeah, I love the intimacy of the vocal. It's such a difficult technique to do, but to get really up on the mic and sing really softly, yeah, especially in a lullaby, it just is so, it's such a nice listen. It's such a nice thing to hear. I do like the sound of the piano. I think one of the things that I was hearing that I thought it maybe was a little loud for the song, for the track, for especially with the blend of the two, of the ocarina, which is what I'll call it, and the harmonica. I would have liked it maybe a little bit softer. I also think that it's probably a digital piano because it doesn't sound like there's much velocity sensitivity happening. Like, it didn't seem like necessarily the hammers were changing and what their dynamics were based on how it was being played. So I wouldn't have mind that being turned down to blend a little bit better. But again, that's such a petty note on a song that sounded really nice. And yeah, like you both said, a really unique voice in this competition, I think, compared to a lot of the other vocalists. And as a closer to this little playlist, it was a really nice finish to this group of songs.